You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd, live from New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex, Day 3. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. We're sadly on the home stretch of Interphex 14. I cannot believe it's coming to an end.
I always hate this part of the show. I mean, I just feel like we're just getting warmed up. I mean, I'm getting into all the technology, the applications, the conversations.
Well, good thing we got this gentleman.
Yeah,
with
I'm looking forward to this chat. Say hello to John Hunt, the CEO of TEG. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. John, before we get into a conversation around TEG and your specialty, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My background is I'm a chemical engineer. I'm originally from Ireland, as you can tell from my accent.
Is that what that is?
Good Irish accent.
I thought it was Chicago, like Birmingham, Alabama to me.
Background in chemical engineering. I've been in the industry for over 30 years, working in manufacturing for the first 15 years for an American multinational based over in Ireland, servicing the European markets and Middle Eastern and African markets. And then I set up my own business, specializing in engineering support for the pharmaceutical industry. You know, we specialize in supplying tooling for packaging tablets into blister packs. We're specialists at that area. So,
all right. Well,
that's my background.
That's outstanding. Well, go deeper on TEG. So, exactly how are you serving your market?
Well, TEG is based in Ireland. We've got technical sales offices in the UK, France, Germany, Poland, and Romania. We service all of the major pharmaceutical companies located in the European region, with generic drugs and also with the patented drugs. Our speciality is designing tooling for packaging tablets into blister packs and feeding them in at very, very high speed. That's the core technology for TEG. We're based in Mullingar, Ireland. We employ 85 people, privately owned company. I'm a shareholder, a 50% shareholder of the business. I established the business along with my colleague Tommy Kelly. And I'm over here in the US just to scout around, see, you know, what is going on here. We don't do business
trouble
here.
You can stir up here.
Yes, hopefully we can add value to customers. You know, that's why I'm here.
Just to give us some context, talk about the sorts of issues you help your customers address and their problems that you help them solve.
Well, problems customers have when ultimately they want to get the tablet to the patient, you know, in the pharmacy. You know, it's sold from the store. And in order to do that, we use mainly blister packaging over in Europe. You know, it's less common here in the United States. Generally, it's bottles. But there is a very big challenge in getting the tablet into the blister pack at high speed. And that's our speciality, is achieving that economically and improving the productivity of our customers.
Why less common in the U.S.?
Generally, Todd, I think it's a cultural thing. I think people get them in bottles and they're comfortable with that. You know, over in Europe, it's a regulatory issue that things have to come out in blister packs, you know, for security.
Well, as one American, I'll tell you, I would much rather have a blister pack than fighting with those. The childproof caps.
Well, they can be awkward.
They stymie me all the time.
Yes, they can.
But it's a regulatory issue in Europe.
Yes.
Is there a reason why it's not a regulatory issue here, or is it coming?
I'm not sure. I think that'll be up to the regulatory authorities here in the U.S. You know, we believe in it. You know, the consumer expects it in blister packaging.
Well, you've mentioned several times now this process of getting the tablet into the blister packaging at high speed.
At high speed.
Why does that matter?
Well, productivity. You know, the consumer expects to pay a particular price for it. You know, it has to be done and manufactured at that price to make a profit. You know, and that's what's needed. You know, making something very slow with a high value product in a high cost location in a clean room, it adds cost very rapidly.
Mm.
You know, and that's where we come in.
Well, how big an impact does it have in terms of cost?
In terms of cost, It depends on, obviously, the drug, you know, that's been sold. But say for paracetamol, it can account for packaging costs, can account for as much as 40% of the sales price.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's significant.
Just a few percentage off that has a big impact on the total cost.
Huge impact. You know, for instance, for GlaxoSmithKline, we've done tooling and feeding systems that have allowed us to pack 40,000 packs of paracetamol every hour.
I need to think about that for a minute.
Every hour. It is going so fast, you cannot see.
You can hardly see it. Yeah. Okay, I thought about it. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
And to get an unbroken tablet into each pocket 99.999% of the time, that's what's required from us.
Wow.
You know, and that's why our customers come back to us.
Okay. You know. Well, talk to me about the role that you play and that your product plays in counterfeit prevention. I have to assume, Todd, just thinking on it for just a second, it seems more secure than a bottle.
Oh, far more secure, yes. Yeah, it's much more difficult to replicate. That's the first thing. When it's in a blister pack, it's a challenge. It's a technical challenge. That's the first challenge for counterfeiting, is to put it into a blister pack. It's easier to count. It's easier to reconcile. It's easier to trace it. All of that is easier. You know, the second thing that not many people think about is that the marketing departments of the pharmaceutical companies specify particular shapes of tablets. You know, and there are good reasons for that. One is elderly people, when they're taking tablets, they want to be able to distinguish mm-hmm. one tablet from a different one if they're taking multiple mm-hmm. drugs. Another reason is to make the shape difficult to pack. You know, to give it an awkward shape, like an oval shape or a biconvex shape, or I've even seen heart-shaped tablets. And heart-shaped tablets are very, very challenging to put into a blister pack without breaking off a section of the tablet.
But I just want to make sure I'm following it. So your customers are saying, I want the oddball-shaped tablet.
Yeah, the marketing departments are saying that.
And is that as anti-counterfeiting? Partly
as anti-counterfeiting, to make it a very challenging product package.
Okay, so the ability to deal with, I don't want to say difficult customer, but a customer is really challenging you to be able to. Okay,
yes,
I just wanted to make sure I was following.
That's where we come in. And our speciality, Todd, is being able to feed difficult tablets into blister packs at high speed, you know, without any breakage.
Yep, yep.
You know, because if something is broken, well, the patient is getting a smaller dosage than is required.
Or they get nervous because it's broken. They say, I'm scared about taking this
Of course, blister packaging is cleaner than a bottle.
Sure, sure.
You know, you've got an individual tablet in there in the pocket.
Yeah. You know, John, as you said, you've been in the industry for a good number of years, and I'm sure you've been a keen observer of the industry, and they're beginning to dive into the U.S. a little bit. What have been some of the big changes that you've seen over that time span? And then the obvious next question is, where does it go from here?
Well, I think the big changes that I've seen over the years, the blockbuster drugs are changing. Now, patent cliff is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's particularly affected countries like Ireland, where there's a very, very large industry in place. You know, contract packagers are coming in, and they're stealing the market.
Mm.
You know, they're stealing it on price. European governments, and I'm sure it's the same here in the United States, they're looking for cheaper medicines. All of that means cost reductions. You know, improved productivity, achieved cost reductions. Packaging is an element of that, and that is the major change that we've seen. The other one, of course, is on the biopharma side. You know, and you know, we believe that in the future, bio is going to become more and more common. You know, that's what our customers are saying. We're involved in packaging on the bio side also, and it's become a much more substantial proportion of our business now compared to even 5 years ago. You know, a threefold increase.
Mm.
You know, in that, and that's just a very conservative industry like pharmaceutical and biopharmaceutical has changed that rapidly.
Wow, amazing. John, I want to take you back to the counterfeiting issue that Todd raised a little bit ago. How big a problem is it in terms of cost, and maybe more importantly, not maybe more importantly, absolutely more importantly, the health risk?
Oh, well, the health risk is very significant. You know, if you're getting an incorrect drug, patient isn't getting the proper medication. You know, that's a major issue. in terms of keeping reputation for the customer. The big companies, they want to keep their reputation. It's all important. It's not a good situation to have counterfeit tablets of a high-profile drug. You know, so our customers, you know, when they're coming to us requesting packaging anti-counterfeiting measures, they tell us, make it difficult, make it challenging, but we want to be able to package it quickly and economically. We will suggest various formats of blister packs. How are they shaped? How are they presented? We'll put in challenges in there automatically that will make it difficult for a counterfeiter to repeat that. And there are measures in place, like how do you locate them? You know, how do you seal them? You know, the gap between from one tablet to another, you make it very, very narrow and tighten it up from one blister to another on the blister pack.
That's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. You know, so we have been able to reduce it to 2.2 millimeters very successfully.
You and I are going to invent an octagonal shaped drug.
Yes.
That we're going
to
have, John.
Just to see if we can stump them?
Yeah. But
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
That does stump the counterfeiters.
Yes.
That type of process. That type of design, initial design.
We get it.
It's the first time I ever thought it's like printing money.
Yes,
I'm the Federal Reserve, it's like I've got to do, and I guess you've got to be constantly changing and innovating.
Constantly. We send out format designs to customers, I guess 20 or 30 of them every week, different ones. You know, constantly up-revving, constantly in communication with the marketing and anti-counterfeiting departments. And they come back and they say, yes, that's what we want. And then they'll say, right, proceed with that particular design of blister pack.
Interesting.
You know, and you know, it's a much more effective way of doing that than putting it into a bottle.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
John, I hate to say it, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about TEG?
Well, our website is very simple, www.teg.com, and everything is there on the website. You know, and we'd be happy to answer any queries, you know, to any responses. You know, we're always open. You know, we're Irish. We're very flexible.
I like your beer, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there's that. All right. John Hunt, the CEO of TEG. John, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, John Hunt, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick, Life Science Connect Radio's exclusive live coverage from Interfect. We'll be right back.